The problem I'm going to be addressing in this recording is, how can we contain the negativity that we have in life? How do we disregard it instead of letting it take over our lives? Why is it so important to focus on the positive? What can we do to keep us far away from the negative and to make the positive stick? The Midrash says in Shemot Rabbah 7, why did the Jews say Shira in the desert only on the well of water and not on the manna? And the Midrash answers, because about the manna they made tasteless remarks. They said, and now our souls are dry, there is nothing. And Hashem said, I want neither your complaints nor your praise. That is why God did not give them permission to say Shira. But on the well, Hashem allowed them to say Shira because it was dear to them. How sad. Hashem brought them 40 years of manna. And no matter how much they would want to say Shira for manna, God wasn't interested. To say Shira is a privilege. You need permission. If you complain, Hashem is not interested in your Shira. You blew it by looking at the negative and complaining. Saying Shira is not something we should take lightly. Shira is what keeps every element of the world in existence. It is a powerhouse of every creature. When Yeshua stopped the sun from setting, he said, Shemesh b'Giv'on Dom. Sun in Giv'on, silence. Why silence? Why not stop? Yeshua commanded the sun to stop saying Shira. Without saying Shira, the sun is powerless, so it froze in its tracks. When you feel powerless, when you're not being you, it's because you're not singing Shira. Shira is your battery. You know why Hashem loves you so much? Chaviv in Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoter mimalachei hasharet. The Jews are more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than the angels. Shisrael omrim shira b'chol sha'ah, because a Jew is saying shira at all times. A person's prayer is not heard unless it is in shul, as it says, l'shmua el harina ve'el hatfila, to hear the praise and the prayer. Our rabbis learn from this pasuk, b'makom rina sham tehe tfila, in the place of praise, that is where there should be prayer. Rashi explains that the shul is special, for that is where the minyan says songs and praises in a singing, sweet and calm voice. The power of prayer is strongest when it is associated with singing God's praises. Why don't we say Shira? Why don't we feel like we are singing to God His praises when we are in shul, when we're saying Psukei Dezimra? What is stopping our hearts from singing? Everything that you need to know in life, you were taught in kindergarten. To be part of a group. To make sure you share your fun with others. To ask yourself, always, what you want to be when you grow up, no matter how old you are. To sing the song when relationships have gone sour. Let's be friends, make amends, now's the time to say I'm sorry. And most importantly, to learn how to say thank you, even if things did not work out the way you expected. The simplest truisms in life are the most important ones, and unfortunately, the most forgettable ones. The truths we were taught then keep coming back to us to remind us what we keep forgetting. Like the lesson of Rick Hansen. There's a recent study by University of California, Berkeley-based clinical psychologist Rick Hansen that will help you to reprogram your brain to be calm, content, and confident in 10 seconds. It explains why so many people are miserable and how to experience more joy. Here it is in a Torah-based version. People have a tendency to pay attention to the negative rather than the positive. This is a response of the nefesh, the animal survival part of your soul, that is hardwired to a fight or flight survival response. Survival depends upon immediately identifying and quickly reacting to life threats. According to Hansen, there is a negativity bias that makes like Velcro for bad experiences, but like Teflon for good ones. That's why bad experiences tend to stick with us, because they seem important. Good experiences tend to be quickly forgotten. Over time, we tend to accumulate a long laundry list of easily recalled bad experiences. They seem so vivid and significant, while we tend to forget the good experiences. Hansen cites studies that good relationships require at least a 5-to-1 ratio of positive interactions to negative ones. In other words, you'll probably dislike your boss if he doesn't praise you at least 5 times more than he criticizes you. Unfortunately, it's the bad experience that sticks. The nefesh is busy accumulating negative thoughts, experiences, and worries and sticking big red "this is important" flags on them. But fortunately, you could tap into your neshama. You could reprogram yourself to be happy simply by taking 10 to 30 seconds to focus on how happy you feel when you're experiencing a small pleasure. You instruct your brain to stick a "this is important" flag on the little things that make you happy. And over time, your brain becomes used to being happy. The happiest people are those who seem to be able to enjoy whatever is going on at the time, not those who have encountered the fewest difficulties in life. Without really knowing what they were doing, those people who seem naturally happy have actually been reprogramming their brains to be that way. If a person does not see the good and the bad, or if he does not trust God that there's a good reason for the bad and the good, then God does not want his Shira. Because Shira is recognizing how it was, is, and will be all good. The God is always there in your life, opposite you, in front of you, facing you. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 91b, anyone who says Shira in this world will merit to say Shira in the next world, as it says, "Ashrei yoshvei beticha, od yahalelucha selah." Lucky are those who sit in your house. They will continue to praise you for eternity. This is the connection of the next pasuk. We say, "Asher ha'am shekachalo, asher ha'am she'Hashem Elokav." Fortunate is the nation for whom this is so. Lucky is the nation that Yud Kei Vav Kei is his God. The only way you can say Shira is if you can see that God's mercy, Yud Kei Vav Kei, stands behind all the difficulties in life, the Elokim. In life, we have pain and we have pleasure. There's no such thing as pain without pleasure. And there's no such thing as pleasure without pain. God gives pain and suffering only so that we can see through it to its purpose and actually love it. Like it says in Berachot 5b, Chavivin Yisurin, and if a person does not find the good in it, then Hashem doesn't want the person to have the Yisurin. Shira is not about thanking God for giving you a good life, as much as it is about being thankful to God that he used you as a vessel to bring awareness of his godliness into the world, that he is running the world at every moment and he can change reality at any moment. We are here for a purpose. Lit'aneg al Hashem. To enjoy and appreciate the goodness that God gives us. And to recognize that it is he who is giving us what we have. Shivchi kamayim libech nochach p'nei Hashem. Pour out your heart like water, opposite the face of God. You can pour your heart like water out of thankfulness and gratitude only if God is opposite you. That is the only way there is meaning in pain and suffering. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. I place God opposite me always. Only if you are conscious of the fact that God is right there in front of you always can you praise God. Because only then is it possible for pain to have a rhyme and a reason. This is the main goal in this world, to become a Nochach Pnei Hashem Jew, a Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid Jew, to be aware that God is right here in front of us at all times, waiting for us to sing. The selfie steps of this podcast are to get into the now, 80% of thoughts of human beings are past and future thoughts. And that's where all stress comes from. Crying over spilt milk. Or fearing what's going to be. Crossing the bridges before we get there. But in the now, in the present, everything's bliss. And that's Nochach Pnei Hashem. That's right now, being in the present. When things are looking as if they're going sour, or they went sour, take out a pen and paper. List all the things that are going right in your life, that went right till now. And start to thank Hashem for those things. When you pray, have those things in mind when you're thanking Hashem. When you're praying and singing songs to God. When someone tells me that they have a problem they want to solve. When someone tells me that they're stuck in life. So I ask them, before they tell me what's wrong, before they tell me how they're stuck, let's find out first where things are going right and where they're not stuck. And then we'll talk about the problems. Let them tell me that things are actually better than they expected before we start moving on. It's so important to start your day with a prayer. The first thing in the morning, right away, before you do anything else, to get into the praise zone, to start singing to God. Because when you're singing to God, Hashem will be there for you. And when you start singing to God before you start your to-do list, when you start to pray to God before you start your errands in the morning, so you're a different person, a different Jew. And the magic is in the small things. If you put your hand in your purse or your pocket, and you get the exact amount of change you need, that is because Hashem loves you. If your kids are doing well, you have what to thank God about. If your Shalom Bayit is going well, you have what to say Shira on. When you find good things in life, make sure to celebrate your blessings. To be full of gratitude. And put those important flags and those things that are beautiful in your life. And you'll see that your life only becomes more and more beautiful. And to really mean it when you pray. To really sing. And when you do this, you'll become much more calm, content, and confident. I look forward to your input and insights, questions and comments via email rabbiyosefffarhi@gmail.com. If you're enjoying these Shiurim and Life lessons, please let your friends know. To access these podcasts, as well as previous ones, go to yosefffarhi.com.